Seventh Good Day program, 7 after the hour, from the Observation Desk. Mitch McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Dr. Jay Kumar, joining this Observation Desk. Real estate in America in the year 2012. Here are two dramatic examples of how crazy the world is. In the Metro Center Mall in Phoenix, they had almost a million square feet of the usual things that you find in most malls, right? It's a movie theater, the anchor stores, some of the smaller variety stores, specialty stores, all this sort of thing. This was acquired by a New York City development company. It's been, I think, it's been there about 22, 24 years. So this company bought the facility in 2005 for $155 million, $214 a square foot. Last week, this property was sold to the Carlyle Group. Carlyle Development Group, they are all over the world. Very, very prestigious group of owners, including former President Bush, a lot of members of his cabinet. As a matter of fact, the fellow for whom it is named was a member of the, I think it's Frank Carlyle, Fred Carlyle, well, anybody. I can't remember what his first name is. But anyway, he started this. So they invest in depressed properties. They paid, now remember, in 2005, the development company that bought it from the original builders paid $215 almost a square foot. The Carlyle Group bought it last week. The sale price is 92% lower than it was in 2005. The mall devalued by 92%. What does that tell you?
Wow.
About real estate and investment and whether people are secure. Now, on the other side, the flip of that, in the town I live in, Jay, in Framingham, Massachusetts, a mobile gas station on Route 9, which is the main thoroughfare, on an acre of land, sold a month ago for $22 million. An acre of land with a mobile gas station on it, sold for $22 million. I don't even be...
How do you wrap your head around that?
You know, that's the whole thing. It is the craziness of our times. This is, Roberta, in my town of Framingham.
In Framingham.
Mobile gas station, $22 million on an acre of land.
Yeah, but what was their income per year? I mean, to
I don't know, but it's got to be a lot.
To command that much money.
Right. The land itself, an acre on Route 9 in Framingham is worth probably $4 million. So, $4 million and $22 million.
Are they going to keep that as a gas station?
Yes.
Okay.
No, they bought it on volume. They bought it on the strength of the volume of the business that was done at that gas station.
Because isn't it usually 3-to-1 or 4-to-1 from income to sale price?
Gasoline?
No. When you're buying a business.
You mean they rate it? Depends. The radio, it can be 6-to-1, value of property and what the cash flow is. 4-to-1 would be very conservative, I would have thought, Roberta.
Right. Well, the key word you just mentioned is value. You know,
yeah.
I think there's a distinction between price versus value.
Yep.
You know, there's a great value we have in our society right now on oil and and gas and stuff, and maybe there's not that much of a value on going to buy the best designer jeans in Phoenix.
Well, let's talk. That's sort of what I wanted to at least start with you. Dr. Jay Kumar is with us. His weekly visit brings about lots of provocative thinking and getting people to adjust to the times and try not to get lost in what the realities are of the speed in which things are changing around us. Gets very frustrating for a lot of people, and they just don't know where to go. So Jay's very good at coming up with suggestions and answers for things that may be going on in your life. And one of the things that people are facing, those who had retirement accounts that were heavily invested in land or even stock market stuff, it didn't make much difference what you were in. If you had a portfolio that was valued at, let's say, for argument's sake, $1 million as you went into 2008, by the beginning of 2009, it was probably worth 70%
of that, right?
And then now it's probably worth 40,000. And so people who work their whole lives with the expectation, Jay, they're going to be able to retire in modest comfort, now either can't retire in modest comfort or can't retire at all. And that's got to shrink your head to a prune if you, you know, get down to brass tacks of how people are affected by the events that they have no control over, really.
Right, and that's maybe one of the things, you know, I'd love to talk to you all about today is how you can really take charge and really find the value in your life. You know, we talked earlier just a minute ago about the distinction between price versus value. You know, one thing I said to you before, and I'll say this again, your happiness, your state of well-being is not tied into your bank portfolio, your stock portfolio, the kind of car you drive. True value and the happiness of what you of who you are really is pegged to something much more.
So you say that's what you say, and we might all agree with you, but some people would not. These people who have the big cars, who have the big boats, who have the big homes, who have big everything, and that in and of itself isn't, this is not about judgment or wrong or right, but there are a lot of people who may have that are vapid, vacant. They have no soul, but then there may be people who
like.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to mention any names, but I can think of a number of so-called reality TV stars that we see on, you know, on
the Kardashians.
On TV. Yeah, I'm not going to say any names, but
why
you know,
not? Why not?
You know,
yeah.
Well, okay, you guys said it for me, so I'm off the hook on that. But you know, you can look at these people and say, you know, what? How happy are these people? You know, what's? You know, I don't really know these people.
But look at Bernie Madoff. How happy is he?
Yeah.
Mike Tyson. All these people
have
money.
Like that. All these people have money. Money can't, you know, there's that great phrase by the Beatles, money can't buy you love. That really what it boils down to is, you know, you have to really understand that the true key and the secret for your happiness, health, and well-being is really something which is beyond monetary, financial, figures. You have so much value, regardless of what the price of your stock portfolio is. There is so much value in who you are and what you do. And what I was going to talk to you about today is really how to cultivate more of that greater value in your life and what you can start doing in 2012 to ensure that regardless of what's going on externally in the financial or economic or business setting, how you can cultivate the capital within yourself, the emotional capital. That's, I think, I'm going to see the health and happiness capital within yourself.
All right, emotional capital. How do you gain it? How do you expend it? Dr. Jay Kumar, check out his website during the course of the hour. You may want to go there, reference it, or if you're looking for some answers for things that are going on in your life, he's probably got some good thoughts or ideas. Check it out, Dr. Jay Kumar, Kumar. .com. You can connect to him actually easily. Go to DougStefan.com, see his picture in the contributors box, and you can go from there and expose yourself to, for many of you, it would be a brand new world of thinking. 15 past the hour on Good Day.
Are we there yet?
Not yet.
You think we'll be there soon?
Mm-hmm.
We're not long.
When you head out on these long family road trips, you don't want to be in the car any longer than you need to. So I don't even start unless I've got the right guidance.
Turn left now.
I'm like that with taxes, too. TurboTax has a unique GPS feature that guides me step by step. It's such for every deduction and credit I deserve, which helps me know it's done right and gets me to my maximum refund, guaranteed.
Try it online now at TurboTax.com. Choose easy. Money-back guarantee details at TurboTax.com.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambarin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambarin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambarin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambarin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
800-510-8255. We're talking with Dr. Jay Kumar, who is an expert at getting people to think about what's going on in their life and work towards something that works for you. A lot of people live lives and they find their life isn't working for them. May I suggest thinking about Gandhi's, I don't know what made me go to this, Gandhi's, his, I don't say philosophy, but he wrote about the seven dangers to humanity. Virtues, he said, that were thought, well, something's thinking, some people think that they're virtues, but they aren't. So Gandhi's seven dangers to humanity. One, wealth without work. Two, pleasure without conscience. Three, knowledge without character. Four, business without ethics. Five, science without humanity. Six, religion without sacrifice. Seven, politics without principle. How many of those things are either prevalent today or maybe worse still, part of what your life is about? Do you desire to have wealth without working for it? You know, the old-fashioned way you inherit it? That's, I'm not sure that that's wrong, but there are a lot of people who think they are entitled, Jay, to have things without having really worked for them. And that's part of the problem in our world today, don't you think?
Right. You know, this whole entitlement culture that we have around us, you know, we have to really understand that true wealth is not measured in terms of how many zeros are at the end of your paycheck or in your bank account. True wealth is really a measure of how happy, how healthy, and well-adjusted you are. The connections, the people. You know, I would love there to be financial economic indicators for wealth that measure, you know, one state of happiness, you know, one state of well-being. In fact, I was just thinking about this. There's a country called Bhutan, which is a really tiny country in the Himalayas, by India and China. They actually have the Gross National Happiness Index.
Really?
It's actually part of their economic indicator is to see how happy and healthy and well and
so
the general well-being of their other population.
We're going to wonder how much LSD they're taking, and I'll clue you in as to what my definition of LSD is in a few minutes. It's Dr. Jay Kumar here with us on Good Day.
After work, I just want to plop down on the couch and watch TV alone. Come on, don't be like that. Who are you? I'm you, 20 years ago, when you were full of energy, better shape, great attitude, and you didn't do so bad with the ladies. Now that you're older, your testosterone levels are dropping and, well, you're not the guy you used to be. I'd give anything to feel like you again. Just try Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement, proven in a clinical trial to boost testosterone 61%. 1%, and within normal healthy ranges. It's not an injection, not a prescription, and with healthy testosterone levels, you can feel the energy again. Not to mention a better mood and more drive in your romantic life. More drive, huh? I really need to try Ageless Male. Where's my phone? You're laying on it. Oops.
Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Glenn Miller Parade.
Saw the neighborhood parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Here comes the original title of the television program that ABC passed on. So somebody went over to CBS and said, hey, you want to take a look at this show? And they said, yeah. And it became All in the Family instead of Those Were the Days. So they wouldn't think at CBS they were getting the Drex. Edith's birthday is as we go through our birthdays for January 19th. Yes, those. Now, I sing like that all the time. Nobody claps for me. What's the problem? Dean Stapleton, 89 today. Tippi Hedren, the actress, is 82 today. Robert McNeil of the McNeil Lara Report is 81 today. Phil Everly, born this date, 1939. He's 73. And they have a list of hits as long as your arm, including this one. But he won all kinds of awards with his brother for having cool music at the time. And a Devil or Angel is the one I kind of like from them. Next on our list is Joe Butler, drummer for Lovin' Spoonful. 71 today, good pop group from the 60s and 70s with seven or eight strong songs in the repertoire. Guys are all stockbrokers, real estate agents and stuff now in New York. Do you know that, Roberta?
Nope.
Yeah, they're all... I remember meeting the guy. Matter of fact, I think I met this guy who worked in some big real estate firm. What does he do? On weekends, they go out and they're the Lovin' Spoonful. During the week, he sells real estate.
There you go.
There you go.
Multitasker.
Yep. Shelley Fabre.
Always had a crush on her.
God loved this song.
But Elvis had her.
Yeah, Elvis was first on the list there. First in.
How do you compete with Elvis?
Yeah. And Annette Fabre's niece had a recording contract when she was a teenager. Because of this song, it made her fairly well off. She's 68 today, born in the state 1944. Perhaps better known to you as, what's-his-face's wife? On,
yes, Coach.
Coach, right, Craig T. Nelson's yes. Wife on Coach. Really kind of just cute, one of those cute people. Laurie London, also 68 today. Oh, my God.
My grandmother, where's my grandmother?
The whole world in his hands, got the whole world in his hands. All right, you want to graduate to Dolly Parton and Richie? Born in the state 1946. 66 today.
Watch this segue.
Right. We're going to go to Deep Purple.
Not
What do you say about Dolly Parton? Everybody knows about the rest of that.
Love her.
Rod Evans, I don't know anything about him from Deep Purple. What do we know about him? Yeah, know about the group. Anything we ought to know about him?
Rod Evans?
Rod Evans.
No,
him too. Right.
Singer. That's it.
Ann Compton, the ABC reporter, born this day, 1947. So she's 65. Dewey Bunnell, one of the guitarists for the group America.
For the duo.
Yep. Oh, that's right. There are only two of them.
Yeah.
Forget about that. Horse with No Name. How many songs of theirs can you remember?
Two American kids grew up military brats in Germany, wanted to be a California surf band, and yep. This is what came out.
And they are.
Really neat stuff. Yeah.
Did some good stuff. Yep, right. Horse with No Name.
Ventura Highway.
Yeah, you can do magic.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. All right, let's see. Katie Sagal. Let's go to Israel with me. Gemma. On Sons of Anarchy, as well known as the mother on what television show, Jennifer?
Married with Children.
There you go. Whitfield Crane, one of the ugly kid Joes, that's the name of the group he's in, 44 today, happy birthday to him. John Wozniak from Marcy Playground.
Oh, it's a great song. Yeah.
And Jody Sweetin, Stephanie on Full House, happy birthday.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all natural one. Ambarin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambarin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambarin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambarin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambarin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation. Whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has seven moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
I can't see to get my glasses.
That's it. 27 before the new hour, 33 after and change. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The measure of one's success is where we are now, talking to Dr. Jay Kumar in our continuing attempt to get you to take charge of your life. He has wonderful, wonderful material at his websites, livingyourlight.com and Dr. Jay Kumar. .com, PhD in philosophy, religion, and consciousness studies. Consciousness studies, in and of itself, one of those wonderful things, almost an amorphous term. And we're talking about wealth, in part. I had gone through Gandhi's seven dangers to human virtue: wealth without work, pleasure without conscience, knowledge without character, business without ethics, science without morality, religion without sacrifice, politics without principle. All of those things are, we confront them. We perhaps know people that are in all of this stuff. And this is not to say, by the way, just to, Jay, focus on wealth without work. There is nothing anywhere that anyone of consciousness would tell you that either discourages, forbids, or doesn't encourage the abundance, the kinds of things that we can get from our work. There are all kinds of ways of defining abundance, but those people who would decry wealth in the sphere of this setting, the people who have worked hard for it and have something to show for it, there is nothing wrong. God encourages that. I think any way you look at a creator, the encouragement is for you to become abundant, so you can help and share. And sometimes it's with money, sometimes it's your talent, it's all kinds of things. But
yeah, you know, I'm so glad you brought the thing about the seven things, the seven aspects to living a more compassionate life by Gandhi. This is so timely because, I mean, we just celebrated Martin Luther King Day on Monday. Mm-hmm. And our email, remember, or if you don't, I'd like to remind you that King was heavily influenced by Gandhi's philosophy, you know, his whole nonviolence thing, but also his values and his principles of how we can cultivate a more just and, you know, prosperous, abundant society. That was actually King's goal. They got from Gandhi himself. And one thing which is so that unifies both Gandhi's and King's message is the idea that in order to create a really just, sustainable, happy, healthy society, the focus isn't always, the focus isn't on acquisition, greed, wealth. It's really what's truly a value in the world. Your community, your family, your friends, you know, caring for the environment, caring for each other, love, compassion. There should be, as I said earlier, there should be, I would love there to be like a business or financial indicators that can actually take into account the true wealth of a society based on indicators such as happiness, health, and well-being. And this ties into something that I wanted to share with you, and that was there was a study that came out about, I think it was maybe 2 years ago or so, that actually shows that there was a study that was done in, I want to forget the exact journal article. It's actually the Psychological Science of the Public Interest, but 2 years ago it came out with a study by Ed Diener at the University of Illinois that shows that U.S. wealth has tripled in the past 50 years, but our national well-being and happiness has actually declined in the past 50 years.
And this is not, by the way, from the same school book or playbook that you hear some talking about the 1% who have and the 99 who don't. That's not what this is about.
No. So just to clarify that, thanks for mentioning that. This really goes beyond that. This really is something which transcends all the current dialogue that we're seeing right now.
Yeah.
Is that we're really trying? What I'm really trying to to advance to you is that your true wealth is not measured by what kind of car you drive, your bank account. Your true wealth, your true value in the world, and you mentioned this earlier, Doug, is really about your contribution to the world, how you are contributing your values, your thoughts and ideas to improve and to better the people around you, yourself, and the world, you know, in every day.
And by the way, not to be superficial with this, and not to not that some people don't think about it this way, but those of you who do have money that have spent your money to buy a big car, a big house, a big boat, whatever it is, you have, in a very real sense, whether you know it or not, and this may be the conscious versus unconscious side of this, Jay, you have helped society because you've given jobs to the people who are working in all of those areas. You know, give people jobs, building boats, building
all that. I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want people out there who have wealth to feel guilty or feel judged by what we're saying here. But I think you touched on something, Doug, which is really key: conscious versus unconscious wealth.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and that's the key.
And thus, my reference to those who are on LSD. I don't think I've shared this with you before, Jay, unless Richie or Jennifer or Roberta shared it with you.
I'd love to hear it. What is it?
LSD, the kind of LSD I'm on, is laughing, singing, and dancing.
Yep.
That's the New World Order.
Don't use that in high school. You might get laughed at.
I think we should put that kind of LSD in everyone's drinking.
Yeah, water. Exactly. Right. LSD. Roberta thinks I'm on it, but I may be on it, but I'm not on the kind of LSD she's thinking about. LSD, laughing, singing, dancing, is something we ought to find more time for one way or another.
Celebrate the joy of living in every way. That's our true wealth.
My son and I were having this conversation yesterday about the things that used to mean something to me and now don't. He said to me, Dad, it's very obvious some things have changed in your value system. And this is a conversation we were having about his mother, who had different values in lots of ways than I did. And it wasn't about money necessarily. It was about kind of maybe religious or political values, and then how we all came together as we grew older. The old expression, you're too soon old and too late smart, maybe plays into this a little bit. But the essence of where people get so strung up on, for example, your credit score. I used to have a great credit score. My credit score now is terrible. Awful. Mm. And I don't mind admitting it on the air. I've had over the last couple of years some really serious financial things that I've had to deal with. Sometimes they play a little bit into what I do on the air. Sometimes they don't. I see me coming out of it now, in some ways a little quicker than others. But I've gotten to the point where I don't care. I don't really care whether I can borrow money to do this or that, because I don't really want to borrow money anymore. Borrowing money got me into the jam that I'm in. So, okay, what do? We figure out how to do less or maybe do more with less. But you worry about all of these things. What do people think? What will they say? I don't care what people will think or say. It doesn't make any difference because they're not me. And if that's all they think about with regard to me, the heck with them.
Right.
That's their only interest in me.
They're not resonating on the same level that you are.
No.
I've said this maybe to you before, and I'll say this right now because I think it's so relevant. While having money is great.
It is great.
It is
absolutely wonderful.
Don't worry. I mean, I'm not in any way refuting that. You know, we all need to have a certain amount of income in our lives to support ourselves and our loved ones and family. But if your primary goal in life is to acquire as much wealth as money as possible, that's the problem.
Here's another example. Jay, let me give you another example. A guy is a very good friend of mine here in California, real estate guy, took care of his sick mother and his sick aunt over the years, a family of six or seven kids, not one of them raised a hand to help either the mother or the aunt in their last 3 years, their dying years. This guy was there, didn't expect anything, wasn't expecting that he'd get more or less, but there, some of the expenses that he incurred in taking care of his mother, he was reimbursed for upon her passing. Some of his brothers and sisters objected to that because they didn't want him getting more money than everybody else. And this is a family of very wealthy people. She had millions when she died. As a matter of fact, this week, all of the sons, daughters, and cousins got a check for $294,000 as part of the settlement. And there's 25 of them. Tells you the size of the estate. And they begrudged him billing the estate for some expenses that he had in taking care of his mother over the years. And this is the kind of stuff that you just pull your hair. What is there about money that does that to people? Because that's really what it is.
Money is just an energy. Money is just one form of currency. And there are various forms of currency that we can use in our lives. One of them, one great currency that I'm trying to maybe advance here to you all today, is the currency of just human compassion, human love. And that's what this guy was doing. His currency that he was really exchanging, you know, with his mom and his aunt was his currency of just compassion, love, gratitude.
Yeah.
And that is a powerful vehicle.
All right. Let me ask you one more really question in terms of sensitivities before we run out of time. This does not have to do necessarily with the direction we've gone in here previously in the hour, but I wanted to get your run on a story we had at DougStefan.com. I think, Jennifer, it was yesterday or the day before. The dolphins that are being used to find... Was it yesterday?
Oh, the mines.
Yeah, the mines in the Straits of Hormuz. What does that do for you when you hear something like that?
It touches a lot of issues for me. One is, you know, we're manipulating and really using these really intelligent animals, for our own purposes and means. And, you know, it's really sad that we have to, humans, we feel that in so many ways that we are superior to every other animal on the planet.
Yeah.
And that we have to really, manipulate and use, the life around us to serve our needs. Yeah. You know, I wish that there could be other ways that they could, you know, reach their goals.
There are other ways they could do it.
There are, I'm sure there are. But, you know, why do you use dolphins? I don't know. I mean, I've read stories about this. Dolphins are such an
Because turtles
creature.
Would take months.
Turtles would take months if you think, right. Well, you're right, exactly.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. There it is.
But, you know, well, getting back to what I was saying earlier about, you know, Doug, this ties into something I just mentioned to you all at the very beginning of the hour. There really is a distinction between price versus value. There's nothing wrong at all about wanting to have money and wealth in your life, but don't let that be the focus. Know that true wealth is really measured not by your bank statement or your stock portfolio, but the value is really about the wealth of your contribution in the world, the people you have in your life, your family, your friends, and everything around you that makes you joyous and happy.
Yeah.
That I would love for you to be the takeaway point, you know, for 2012 is how for you to cultivate emotional capital, how to cultivate love capital, how to cover the LSD capital, like laughing, singing, and dancing in your life.
Yeah.
That's what I really want you all to have. And, you know, and maybe one more thing I'll say. There are two great quotes that I'll share with you. One is by, one comes from me. It says, if all you're getting from your work is a paycheck, you're being grossly underpaid.
That's very good. Very provocative. Yep.
Yep. And the second is by Khalil Gibran, who says, work is love made visible.
Isn't that great? Dr. Jay Kumar, lots to think about always. Check out his website, drjkumar.com. Always a pleasure to have you here, Jay, with your thoughtful interpretation of what's going on around us. Thank you. It's 13 before the hour on Good Day.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apple's Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
A lot of buzz today and through the end of the week on Rick Perry dropping out of the race for the presidency. And I will tell you, as somebody just observing, I wasn't a fan of his. I thought he was an embarrassment. I'm looking at this guy's picture, how tired he looks, the circles under his eyes, the toll that it has taken on him. I mean, I actually feel sorry for the guy in many ways. He did what he thought was best, and maybe he thought he was going to get somewhere, but he just didn't have it. But, you know, you look at how hard, obviously, what a toll it took on him. Somebody running for the presidency. Look at a picture, circles under his eyes and stuff, as the news becomes part of the daily discussion. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
White House says no to the Keystone Oil Pipeline. Republicans with a gusher of reaction. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. President Obama rejecting the controversial Keystone Oil Pipeline, a pipeline that would ship oil from Western Canada to the U.S. Gulf Coast. The president accusing congressional Republicans of arbitrarily rushing the pipeline review project. White House spokesman Jay Carney saying Republicans created an unnecessary deadline.
In a purely partisan effort to score a political point, Republicans in Congress insisted on inserting an extraneous provision within a bill that had nothing to do with pipelines.
Carney referring to legislation that extended payroll tax cuts back in December, which forced the president to make a decision on the Keystone Pipeline by late February. The White House saying 60 days would not allow enough time to finish the review on the Keystone project. Republicans' reaction to this? As we said at the top, it's a gusher. Here's House Speaker John Boehner.
The president has said he'll do anything that he can to create jobs. Today, that promise was broken.
And how many jobs is the speaker talking about?
President Obama is destroying tens of thousands of American jobs and shipping American energy security to the Chinese.
And among the Republican presidential candidates, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich weighed in on the president's decision, calling it stupid.
There's no better word for it. These people are so out of touch with reality, it's as though they were governing Mars.
By the way, that may be a sensitive subject for Newt Gingrich as well. He's also trailing Mitt Romney in the upcoming Martian primary. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, Tandy Davis for Stone Country, brought to you by Smuggler's Notch, Vermont, America's family resort. Three interconnected mountains, resort living with award-winning children's programs. Family fun is guaranteed. Visit Smugs.com today. Consistent cold days and night take us right into the weekend. That means extensive snowmaking and grooming to put our slopes in prime shape. Ragged in New Hampshire with about 17 trails off their six-passenger summit chair. On Sunday, it's the Mountain Dew Vertical Challenge Fundraise presented by Chevy Trucks. Free fun race for all ages and abilities with a ton of cool prizes given away. Whiteface in the Adirondacks. They have now 58 trails.
It's about 15 miles with a big World Cup event coming up on their Wilderness Trail at Whiteface. At Jack Frost in the Poconos, over 20 runs. Perfect North Slopes in Indiana now riding on a couple of dozen trails. They're at full operation with Day Night Skiing on Friday nights at Perfect North. You can ski until 1 a.m. Wolf Creek on to Colorado with some fresh powder in the last couple of days, almost a foot and a half. Jackson Hole riding 111 runs. January's Learn to Ski and Snowboard Month. Learn more at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
Another good day on Wall Street. The Dow picking up 97 points yesterday, closing at 12,579. S&P up 14. NASDAQ with a 42-point gain. Investors are watching as companies report fourth-quarter earnings right now. So far, about half of the earnings reports have come in above estimates. As for crude oil prices, down slightly yesterday, falling 12 cents a barrel to $100.59. Divers back in the water today, searching for more than 20 people still missing after their cruise ship ran aground off the coast of Italy. 11 deaths have been confirmed so far. The mayor of Giglio, Italy, Sergio Ortelli, says hope is beginning to fade for those still unaccounted for.
The more the time goes on, maybe there is no possibility to find people alive.
The missing include an American couple from Minnesota. Meanwhile, the ship's captain is out with his explanation for how he ended up in a lifeboat last Friday night with passengers still in peril on board the ship. Francesco Scottino claims he tripped when the Costa Concordia listed suddenly, sending him tumbling into a lifeboat. Scottino was arrested after the accident on charges that included manslaughter. He has since been released from jail. He is under house arrest. And finally, we turn to the weather. The Pacific Northwest, specifically Seattle, a place where these sounds are not heard all that often, even in winter. Tires spinning in the snow. A snowstorm, not quite as big as anticipated, but big enough. About a half a foot of snow all told yesterday, and 6 inches of snow is what Seattle usually averages for an entire winter. How are Seattle residents handling this?
People are kind of out in the streets playing at it and having snowball fights and things like that, so everyone has a pretty good attitude about it.
That's Seattle resident Kate Hogan, who says despite the fact many businesses seemed to shut down for the day with the snowfall yesterday, that didn't keep too many people shut in.
People are out walking their dogs in little sweaters and sledding down the hills and walking through downtown in the snow and skis.
Quite a sight, getting around downtown Seattle on skis. You know, as a big fan of the TV sitcom Frasier, I don't remember ever seeing anything like that on the show.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salad and scrambled eggs.
Kelsey Grammer sang about tossed salad and scrambled eggs. We saw plenty of rain off Frasier Crane's apartment balcony, but never any snow. Be careful out there, Frasier, and bring a shovel. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
I smell sex and can't end it here. Who's that?